Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. We ended last week with the Apostle James warning us about the danger we face every day. Perhaps it starts with seeing an image on a computer screen, or you notice something on TV. Maybe it's the glance of a person at work, or you see an opportunity to get away with something at school. Again and again and again, folks have made their lives shipwreck, and they never saw it coming. James tells us in chapter 1, verses 13 to 16, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers." We see this scene played out exactly when our first parents sinned against God by eating the forbidden fruit. The devil tempted Eve to eat the fruit, and Eve set her eyes on the temptation, found she was enticed by her own desire, and the result was her sin. And then came spiritual death immediately, physical death eventually. This is how the temptation cycle works. James goes on to say in verse 17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow to change." Verse 18, "Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." Verse 19, "Know this, my beloved brothers." There's actually at least three things James wants us to know here. First, well, we need to train ourselves to recognize how temptations work, how we get tripped up, so we can be wise before we climb out of bed in the morning. Second, we must be absolutely convinced that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Why, Joel? We already know this. Because, my friend, our enemy is ever seeking to dislodge the idea that our God is always good, and replace it with the notion that we know better than God what is good for us. We may say we know and we believe that all the time God is good, but in times of trials and temptations, this thought comes into our heads. Is God really good? Or, how could he allow this? Or, why would he keep this from me? My friend, God is asking you to trust him in these moments, to trust him even when he says no. It is only by you trusting him that he can prove his unchanging goodness. It is only when we trust that he knows better than us what is good for us that we discover he is a good father who gives good gifts, in fact, perfect gifts, the most perfect of all being his own son, Jesus Christ. God means to do you well, my friend, so we must rehearse to ourselves the indisputable truth that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Third, we need to remember who we are and who we belong to. Verse 18 again, "Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." If you have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and believed, this means you've been brought forth by the word of truth. In other words, you're a new creation. James says the new birth is proof of our Father's good and faithful giving. The first fruits, they were the initial fruit that farmers would gather before the great and whole harvest comes in. Our conversion is the first fruits of God's gracious plan to recreate the cosmos. We're the foretaste of the glory that will ultimately encompass all creation. My friend, you are a spirit-filled, blood-bought son or daughter of Almighty God the Father. So what happens when we slip up? When we find we've been deceived? Simply, we've forgotten our identity. We've forgotten who we are. We've forgotten what we've been transformed into. We've forgotten who we belong to. We show we're not trusting our Father's goodness when we sin in the land of the dying. So let us join the psalmist and profess, "I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Psalm 27:13. God is not only good all the time, but for all time. He's given us eternity. And all the time God is good, even in the worst trials that we will face. For those who love God, all things work together for good. Romans 8:28. And Psalm 119:68 is an easy six-word daily confession we ought to offer to God today. You are good and do good. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.